The chemicals are called perfluorinated compounds. They're used in products like Teflon, Scotchgard, and Gore-Tex. They've been detected in animals from Arctic polar bears to seals and birds in the Baltic. Matt Simsek is a researcher at the University of Minnesota. His studies turned up the chemicals in lake trout from all five Great Lakes. Simsek says a likely source for the contaminants is wastewater treatment plants.
Because these chemicals are used in everyday use, textiles and carpets and things, and when you wash your clothes or wash your carpet, that water gets into the waste system and eventually ends up in the lake.
The effects of the chemicals on humans is the subject of intense debate, but at high exposures, they've been linked to problems including birth defects and cancer. One of the two known chemicals has been phased out of use. Federal regulators are looking at the other to determine whether it should be restricted as well. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.